Gary Owens and Soundtrack of the 60s wants to know which Beatles songs you think are the all-time classics. Let us know and you could win a trip for two to England to visit the historic sites of the Beatles. For details, be listening to Gary Owens and Soundtrack of the 60s.
Saturday mornings from 9 until 12, right here on Radio Nova, Dublin.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi. Radio Nova, international.
It's Lyons Tea Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Bob Jellico. Good morning. A Fianna Fáil deputy was suspended from the Dáil for 3 days last night during exchanges about the operation of the school transport scheme since the introduction of new charges. He was Mr. Dennis Lyons of Cork, and his suspension was carried in a division by 65 votes to 61. Two other deputies, Mr. Dennis Gallagher and Mr. Sean Brown, were both named during the same debate. The Fianna Fáil spokesman on agriculture, Mr. Michael Noonan, has described the EEC farm price agreement as the worst deal ever made by an Irish minister for agriculture. He said it would cost the country at least £121 million. Workers at the sugar factory in Toom say there are new moves to close the plant and that they'll be strongly resisted. In a report today, the workers claim that while the factory may lose more than £1 million this year, it would cost the state more than £2 million if it were to close. In the north, a funeral takes place later today of Police Constable Jerry Cathcart, who was shot dead by the IRA on Monday in South Belfast. The funeral will be at Roselawn Cemetery. James Molyneux of the Official Unionists and the Reverend Ian Paisley, the DUP leader, are expected to meet again tomorrow to try to arrange agreed candidates in six constituencies. Mid-Ulster is one of the key seats on which the parties haven't been able to agree. The United States has expressed regret at Syria's refusal to see its special envoy, Mr. Philip Habib. Officials said Washington still wants talks with Damascus about a withdrawal of troops from Lebanon. Large crowds are expected to turn out in Warsaw today for the funeral of an 18-year-old student who died after being picked up by the police. Local leaders of the Solidarity Underground have issued a statement accusing the police of murder. The police say the student was already injured when they arrested him after a drunken brawl. Mystery surrounds the flight of an executive jet with no sign of a pilot at the controls across Holland, the North Sea, and Scotland, and out over the Atlantic. Military aircraft from several countries were scrambled after the jet, a Lear 25 belonging to a West German company, went off course during a routine flight yesterday from Vienna to Hamburg. Two RAF Phantoms flew close to it while it was in British airspace, but could see no sign of the pilot or of the two other people on board. The plane failed to reply to radio calls and flew on, apparently on automatic pilot, until it vanished from radar screens as it was heading for Iceland. It's now thought to have crashed into the sea, and rescue services will decide this morning whether to mount a new search. Police in England have confirmed that a junior clerk at the British Foreign Office is to face two charges under the Official Secrets Act. Ronald Vaughan Cox will appear before magistrates at Medway in Kent next month. He's alleged to have failed to take reasonable care of documents which he had wrongfully retained. In the British general election campaign, the Defence Secretary, Mr. Michael Heseltine, has accused Labour of taking a fearful gamble over defence, and he's attacked Mr. Dennis Healey for going along with the left. Independent radio news from Ireland at 7:03.
Radio Nova.
I didn't think you were going to turn in this morning.
You didn't think I was going to turn in this morning. Turn in where?
We're about 5 seconds late.
Well, there was a small technical glitch.
Oh, yeah, the brain wasn't in gear.
Oh, the brain was in gear, but the switch wasn't.
Okay, Bob, thank you.
Good morning.
And we'd have a look at the weather now for Dublin. Cool, with scattered showers and some bright intervals. Showers becoming heavy and possibly thundery this afternoon. The high around 13 degrees Celsius. The winds light to moderate for 3 to 4 on Dublin's Bay. Good morning to you. Welcome to Thursday and the Bracky Trekkie.
Thank you.
Good morning, Radio Nova. Staying alive on this Thursday morning, 8 minutes past seven. Last year's a hit over here, Al Jarreau and his latest record, which is called The Morning Song. 12:30 on Radio Nova, and greetings to Jonathan in Gardner Street. And Jonathan would like to say hello to all his mates in Plunkett School on the Swords Road in Dublin 9. Hello to you, lads. Coming up to 7:13, latest single by Barry Manilow and Some Kind of Friend.
Lady, that was...
Here's a bit of a belter from Barry Manilow's latest record, Some Kind of Friend, Radio Nova Dublin. Good morning, 16 past 7.
Ah, Grasshopper, Confucius say it is better to sit on something than not to sit at all. So, Grasshopper, I have a task for you.
Yes, Master?
There was a wise and honest man in a distant land selling furniture at truly miraculous prices, made from the tall pines we have in our own beautiful gardens.
How will I find this shop, Master?
Many roads lead to this shop, and it's painted the color of the rising sun.
But how will I pay for this furniture?
Here, Grasshopper, is much money to purchase this furniture at down-to-earth prices. And since he is said to be an honest man, you should receive some change with which you can return.
The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street, for furniture at truly miraculous prices.
But, Master, how will I carry it? Master?
Acro jacks and ball joint pullers, electric drills and carpet shampooers, wheelbarrows, winches and air compressors, planks and ramps and demolition hammers. Sam's got it all, have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear. Spirit levels and garden rollers, battery chargers and vacuum cleaners, power saws and rotary mowers, concrete mixers and industrial towers. Sam's got it all, have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear.
Sam High Limited at the Red Cow on the main Nace Road. Phone 593716. 593716. If you need it, we hire it.
The best music.
On the time now, just coming up to 18 minutes past 7.
On Radio Nova.
Just you know why. Why you and I.
Richard, celebrating 25 years in show business this year, and true love ways. 21 minutes past 7 now, and if you've just woken up, haven't looked out the window yet, it's a grey sky, but a bright grey sky, no rain about, and we have nice, cool, fresh air. A real morning to leap up out of bed. You're not going to do that, can't blame you, 22 past 7.
I can get you sleep.
Him as well.
I think about the implications. Diving into deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear, goes to fear and fade away. Between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. Though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Goes to fear and fade away.
disappear and fade away.
Latest single by Men at Work and Overkill. It's 25 minutes past 7 on Radio Nova. Good morning. Let's look at the birthday people for today. Mark Healy Hutchinson, who's a big man in the Bank of Ireland. Actually, he's the chief executive. He's 49. He's fed up with people asking for a few bob at parties. So if you see him and he's in a bad mood, don't go near him. Mark Healy Hutchinson, 49 today. David Jacobs, who's in the BBC, used to be on Jukebox Jury. He's 57 today. On the music scene, Joey Ramone from the Ramones is 32. Martin Ware from Heaven 17 is 27. And also celebrating Pete Townshend, who is 38, from the WHO.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man.
25 and a half minutes past 7.
He lived in the sand at the island. The kids would all sing, he would take monkey. So they rode on his head in the hurry donkey.
That's The Who. Happy Jack there from 1966 to celebrate the birthday of Pete Townshend, who is 38 today. The time now, 27 and a half minutes past 7.
When people buy car wax, they choose Simonize. But now, Simonize have introduced a revolutionary new product which puts car wax completely out of date. It gives a deep showroom shine that lasts up to 2 years. Simonize Liquid Diamond is easier to apply than any wax. In under an hour, diamond hard polymers form an impenetrable seal, protecting your car against grit, road tar, salt, tree sap, pollution, and the ultraviolet rays which fade paintwork. Liquid Diamond's unique formula gives you a high gloss finish that no wax can match. Liquid Diamond. If it wasn't made by Simonize, nobody would believe it.
All inquiries to the sole agents in the Republic of Ireland. D. Dixon & Sons, Ireland Limited. 537 North Circular Road, Dublin 1. Telephone 741-322. That's 741-322.
A pound blue band margarine, only 24p. Quarter pound PG Tips tea, 27p. PG tea bags, 80s, only 63p. Just some of the Lundus Weekenders, now at Lundus Supermarket, Glastool, Dunleary.
Why not treat yourself to a really superb ironing board? Fully adjustable, lightweight, stylish Italian design, and exclusive to Lenehan's. Unique tabletop model, only $9.95. Standard model, $14.75. Special, with linen shelf and sleeve board, $19.95. Deluxe, with steam-through base and 100-position lever, $25.95. Only at Lenehan's, Capel Street, Talbot Street, Rathmines, and Stillorgan.
You win a ticket to fly to England. Soundtrack of the
60s. Gary Owens and Soundtrack of the 60s want to know which Beatles songs you think are the all-time classics, those which have best withstood the test of time. Let us know by sending us a list of your three favorite Beatles songs on a postcard, and you'll become eligible for winning a marvelous grand prize, an 8-day week for two in the England of the Beatles. You'll fly round trip to London and visit the historic sites of the Fab Four, including Liverpool, Penny Lane, Strawberry Fields, Abbey Road, and more. To enter, send a list of your three favorite Beatles songs to Soundtrack, Box 2000, Hollywood 90028. Box 2000, Hollywood, 90028. Entries must be postmarked by July 6. Complete list of rules and prizes at this radio station.
You win a ticket to fly to England from Soundtrack of the 60s.
And our address, 19 Hobart Street in Dublin 2. The time now, exactly 7:30. Here's Bob Gallico.
Thank you, Declan. A Fianna Fáil deputy was suspended from the Dáil for 3 days last night during exchanges about the operation of the school transport scheme since the introduction of new charges. The Fianna Fáil spokesman on agriculture, Mr. Michael Noonan, has described the EEC farm price agreement as the worst deal ever made by an Irish minister for agriculture. In the north, the funeral takes place later today of Police Constable Jerry Cathcart. Mystery surrounds the flight of an executive jet. Controls across Holland, the North Sea, and Scotland, and out over the Atlantic. Large crowds are expected to turn out in Warsaw today for the funeral of an 18-year-old student who died after being picked up by the police. The U.S. has expressed regret at Syria's refusal to see its special envoy, Mr. Philip Habib. Police in England have confirmed that a junior clerk at the British Foreign Office is to face two charges under the Official Secrets Act. And in the British general election, the latest opinion polls show the Conservatives, still substantially ahead. The weather for Dublin, cool with scattered showers and some bright intervals, showers becoming heavy and possibly thundery this afternoon, the high around 13 degrees Celsius. The winds light to moderate, force 3 to 4 on Dublin Bay. Well, looking at the front pages of this morning's papers, is there anything of interest? Well, the Independent... Yes. Pardon?
Hopefully there is.
Well, the Independent main headline is strike, CIE men likely to join Dockers. A national bus and train stoppage is now likely as the stoppage of Dockers goes on. That was the picture last night after the National Busmen's Union decided to take industrial action because CIE has refused to negotiate a new pay deal. The other picture this morning in the Indos of Mr. C. Carey and a bunch of DJs after a gig in the High Court. Pirate stations face crackdown is the headline over this picture. You know, I had thought of concentrating on the bridge results again. It seems so narcissistic to be reviewing your possible impending demise. But that's show business. The Times' main story is government may close down more pirate stations. Another nice picture with Mr. Carey wearing the Ronald Reagan look. And in the press, kneeling to silence the pirates. Nova ready to go back on air.
They're not. They couldn't be.
Ready, willing, and able for the moment, folks. This story goes on to say that pirate radio stations throughout the country were bracing themselves last night for a major offensive against them by the Department of Posts and Telegraphs. After yesterday's closure of the country's leading pirate station, Radio Nova in Dublin, the Minister of State for Posts and Telegraphs, Mr. Ted Neilan, warned of more raids to come. Avast down there in Limerick, John, lad, there be men of war coming. At the top of the Indo, it says P&T to pay out £600,000 for down-the-road moves. Well, is that to do with us? I don't know. The Department of Posts and Telegraphs, with losses of £30 million a year, has agreed to pay £600,000 in disturbance claims to several hundred employees who, in some cases, moved only between 200 and 400 yards. Where do I get my application form, P&T? Finally, a couple of stories. In the Times, here's a big one, changing nappy costs tested. They've been very busy working out whether it's cheaper to have disposable or non-disposable nappies. And finally, in the Independent, it says, inside on page 7, if Joan Collins can do it, so can you.
Well, oh, what's that, Bob? What exactly are they talking about?
Well, what they're talking about is still have sex appeal at 40. That wouldn't interest you at all.
I'm sorry I asked.
That's if you want to do it, anyway.
That's enough out of you. Thank you. You let him in for a minute and he stays for an hour. The Fun Boy 3 right now. Our lips are sealed. 26 and a half minutes before 8.
Thank you.
That's a song that was done by the Go-Go's. Last year, Our Lips Are Sealed. Well, they were for a while. The Fun Boy 3, 24 minutes to 8. The single by Daryl Hall and John Oates, and I'm a Family Man. 20 and a half minutes before 8 on Radio Nova. Welcome into Thursday in the Brekkie Trekkie, and thank you indeed to everybody who dropped down to see us yesterday in Herbert Street. Thanks for taking the time off work. Nice to know you cared. 20 minutes to 8. We'll be right back. Oh, Don't Go Breaking Our Hearts. That's, of course, Kiki Dee and Elton John. Good morning. It's Radio Nova 16 away from 8.
Get it right. Get it at the Tesco Fries. Tesco Fries.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco sausages, 10 for the price of 8, 78p. Tesco nappy liners, £1.59 plus 20% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco, downright prices. Getting it right,
getting it Tesco. E&J Lynham Properties offer amazing value in 3 and 4 bedroom semi-detached homes. They're at Ashington off the Navan Road, right opposite the Belvedere Sports Ground, and they're only 3 miles from the city centre. They qualify for all government grants. Viewings from 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sundays and from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Contact Flynn and Associates on 211-311.
Aspro Clear gets rid of my headache fast. There's no gritty bits left in the bottom of the glass. Tastes lemony.
Aspro Clear is fast and effective, but unlike conventional soluble pain relievers, it dissolves so completely it goes clear.
There's always Aspro Clear in the house.
Aspro Clear. Dissolves completely, relieves pain fast.
Have your damaged or scratched car repairs estimated today. All estimates are free, and our rates, of course, are very reasonable. IPW and Rathmines repair crash cars, so phone now on 977-998. Don't forget, estimates are free, and all work is guaranteed. IPW 168 Upper Rathmines Road.
Gentlemen, here's £25 free from friends, and we mean it. Spend £100 on the latest men's fashions, we give you £25 worth of goods, and you're free to select whatever you like. Choose from those great European fashions at Friends Man Shops, Duke Lane and Johnson's Court, Grafton Street. It's like money in your trouser pockets. Be £25 smarter at Friends Man Shops.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Centre for your Opel.
And the time now is 14 minutes away from 8. The skies are grey this morning, but there's no rain about, and it's lovely and fresh.
Indeed it is.
Jogging weather, Bob.
Yes, it is. You want to know what the top of the news is, don't you?
I certainly do.
Of course you do. Well, the top of the news is that a Fianna Fáil deputy was suspended from the Dáil for 3 days last night during exchanges about the operation of the school transport scheme.
I don't know.
And there's a mystery flight. Mystery surrounds the flight of an executive jet with no sign of a pilot at the controls. The Flying Dutchman of the air.
This wasn't done in Mallow, was it? That yoke is still down there, I believe.
That's right.
They're building a runway especially for it.
Yeah, and the other story is, of course, that in the British general election of massive interest, the thingies are still ahead. Them fellas, the Conservatives.
Oh, those.
In 2 more polls. And here's another story that I found very interesting. In Pakistan, a British embassy employee found drinking alcohol in public is facing a possible flogging and jail sentence. Mike Sim, an immigration attaché at the British embassy in Islamabad, was found drinking whiskey in a restaurant with a woman companion. The British ambassador said he believed Mr. Sim enjoyed diplomatic immunity and he hoped the case would be dropped. He also obviously enjoys women and whiskey as well.
Disgusting behavior, that. What was the name of that restaurant, Bob? And the address? Okay, it's now 13 away from 8.
I know that
again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said.
Number one for Spandau Ballet and True. Maybe on Top of the Pops tonight. 8 minutes away from eight. About time we roll this fella out again for a little spin. F.R. David, his latest words. 8 minutes now to eight.
Words don't come easy to me. How can I find a way to make you see? I love you. Words don't come easy.
David and Words Don't Come Easy. Radio Nova on this Thursday morning, 5.5 minutes before eight. And amongst the birthday people today, Martin Ware of Heaven 17, who's 27.
time to win.
Play to win, Super Record Martin's Where's Birthday, and the 8 o'clock news is on the way.
When I feel a little peckish, I reach for Crackots. Crackots are so light, so crispy, and of course, they don't crumble. But when you bite into Crackots, that delicious, scrumptious taste drives you more than crackers. Just think about it. You can top Crackots with cheese, or salad, or ham, or jam, or yes, even a nice piece of chicken, or pickles, or salami, or tomato, or... Crackots. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
Fly Avair.
Places to visit, people to see. When you fly Avair, you'll be happy to be so smile. You're on Avair.
New twice-daily service to East Midlands, serving Derby, Nottingham, Leicester, Sheffield and Coventry for as little as £78 return. Call Avair on 429-644 or your travel agent.
So smile.
It's my hometown, New York. Hey, fancy a free return trip to New York? Everyone who buys a new Ford Escort from Fairlane this month gets a free trip to my old hometown. Talk to Fairlane, the Ford people in Tala at 515-200. I'll give you a list of my favorite hotspots. What a place, New York, New...
Oops, sorry.
Oh, hello, Jean. How are you?
You're looking great. I like the hair.
Hello, Peter. Actually, I'm going on holiday. What about you?
Me too. I'm really looking forward to it, especially as I hadn't planned it. I won it in the Peter Mark Hickson Holiday Weekly Draw.
Amazing. That's how I'm here. I must say, it's a great idea. Just have your hair cut, permed, coloured or conditioned, and you could win a two-week Hickson holiday for two.
It's a good idea, all right, but even without the holiday, I'd still go to Peter Mark. They really do give a good cut. Well, all the stylists graduate at their own special training centre, so you know it's good.
Well, you know what they say about Peter Mark.
I know. Peter Mark, the hairstylist who make people beautiful. And in your case, it's certainly
true. Last call for flight 730, boarding at gate 9.
Oh, that's me. I'll give you a ring when I get back. Who knows, we may find ourselves sitting next to each other at Peter Mark.
I hope so. Bye.
Peter Mark, the hairstylist who make people more beautiful every day. City Centre salons now open late Thursday, and shopping centres Thursdays and Fridays.
727-444.
Hello, evening, Harold Smallads. Can I help you?
It's Lions Tea Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. A Fianna Fáil deputy was suspended from the Dáil for 3 days last night during exchanges about the operation of the school transport scheme since the introduction of new charges. He was Mr. Dennis Lyons of Cork, and his suspension was carried in a division by 65 votes to 61. Two other deputies, Mr. Dennis Gallagher and Mr. Sean Brown, were both named during the same debate. The Fianna Fáil spokesman on agriculture, Mr. Michael Noonan, has described the EEC farm price agreement as the worst deal ever made by an Irish Minister for Agriculture. He said it would cost the country at least £121 million. In the north, the funeral takes place later today of Police Constable Jerry Cathcart, who was shot dead by the IRA on Monday in South Belfast. The funeral will be at Roselawn Cemetery. James Molyneux of the Official Unionists and the Reverend Ian Paisley, the DUP leader, are expected to meet again tomorrow to try to arrange agreed candidates in 6 constituencies. Mid-Ulster is one of the key seats on which the parties haven't been able to agree. Mystery surrounds the flight of an executive jet with no sign of a pilot at the controls across Holland, the North Sea, and Scotland, and out over the Atlantic. Military aircraft from several countries were scrambled after the jet, a Lear 25, belonging to a West German company, went off course during a routine flight yesterday from Vienna to Hamburg. Two RAF Phantoms flew close to it while it was in British airspace, but could see no sign of a pilot or the two other people on board. The plane failed to reply to radio calls and flew on, apparently on automatic pilot, until it vanished from radar screens as it was heading for Iceland. It's now thought to have crashed into the sea, and rescue services will decide this morning whether to mount a new search. The American Special Envoy to the Middle East, Mr. Philip Habib, has had a lengthy meeting with President Jamail of Lebanon to discuss ways of implementing the agreement for a withdrawal of foreign troops. Mr. Habib had hoped to travel from Beirut to Damascus to prepare the way for talks on the withdrawal of Syrian forces from Lebanon, but the Syrians have said they won't receive him. Large crowds are expected to turn out in Warsaw today for the funeral of an 18-year-old student who died after being picked up by the police. Local leaders of the Solidarity Underground have issued a statement accusing the police of murder. The police say the student was already injured when they arrested him after a drunken brawl. Police in England have confirmed that a junior clerk at the British Foreign Office is to face two charges under the Official Secrets Act. Ronald Vaughan Cox will appear before magistrates at Medway in Kent next month. He's alleged to have failed to take reasonable care of documents which he had wrongfully retained. In the British general election campaign, the Defence Secretary, Mr. Michael Heseltine, has accused Labour of taking a fearful gamble over defence, and he's attacked Mr. Dennis Healey for going along with the left. But there's been a counterclaim by the Labour leader, Mr. Michael Foot, that Mr. Heseltine was trivialising the entire defence issue. He said it was wrong to say that Labour had planned to simply throw away Britain's weapons. In the latest opinion polls, the Conservatives are still shown well ahead. Independent Radio News from Ireland at 8:03.
Sasha's got the clothes that show she knows how to look great.
Dashing denim skirts were $14.99, now $6.99. Fabulous cotton skirts and blouses, $4.99 and $3.99. Luscious stretch denim jeans, unbelievably $9.99. Thousands of t-shirts, stunning sweatshirts, Sasha's special collection, all reduced to clear. Sasha's sale, 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 Dublin Bray Cork.
Sasha's girl, she'll be
the new Datsun Micra, a new milestone in motoring. The Micra GL, over 64 miles per gallon, the best MPG of any car in Ireland. The Micra is roomier, stretch your legs while you stretch your fuel. The front-wheel drive Micra, more power and acceleration than any other 1-litre mini car. From only £5,785, the Micra. Nissan technology brought to you by...
Datsun.
And dare I play this record? Okay, let's look at the weather for Dublin. Cool with scattered showers and some bright intervals. Showers becoming heavy and possibly thundery this afternoon. The high around 13 degrees Celsius. The winds light to moderate, force 3 to 4 on Dublin Bay. It's Thursday morning, Brekkie Trekkie from Nova. Good morning. And here's Orange Juice.
Well,